This week, we've been looking at how the COVID-19 pandemic has been affecting the mental health of our community. Frances Duncan has spent more than 25 years as a clinical psychotherapist, and our conversation continues today with a look at how children are being affected emotionally by the pandemic and what parents can do to help them cope. Frances, children may not understand everything that's happening around them, but they can be pretty perceptive. I know you have been working with some younger children through all of this. What kinds of emotions or feelings are they experiencing right now?
I think that there's a lot of fear, particularly with the younger kids, maybe, you know, 6-7-year-old children I'm thinking of right now, who are having nightmares. And when I ask them what their nightmares are about, it's about the corona, as it seems to be called by children. Multiple kids have used that term. And the corona coming and killing them, killing their families. And sometimes they are expressing concern, particularly for their grandparents, because they've heard that in the discussions with their family or in the news that older people may have a more difficult experience or outcome with coronavirus. So they're not able to, in some families, they're doing the social distancing even with grandparents. They miss their grandparents. They miss their friends at school. They miss their teacher. Kids being schooled at home, which for some that works well. For others, it was not good at all. I can think of many kids who their stress levels went up greatly because they needed that one-on-one or a hands-on kind of school experience that online just didn't give them, and some of them got way behind in their work and worried they were not going to be able to, pass to the next grade. And even the kids that before this stay-at-home order happened, where they couldn't go to school, kids who said they didn't like school so much really missed the social interaction and missed their friends. And so it's been very difficult for kids.
And how should parents talk to their kids about the pandemic? Are there ways to help them cope with this particular monster in the closet?
Well, I think anytime you're talking with a child about something that's scary or something that's happening that's traumatic, that it's important to be honest. But of course, use kid language and whatever the developmental age is of the child that you're expressing in a way that is going to be calming and soothing and that they're going to understand it, and you're being honest but not increasing their fear. You know, parents are doing their best job right now of trying to ease those fears and let them know that they're going to be safe and they're taking the measures to keep them safe.
You have talked about keeping as much structure in place for children as possible during difficult times, but that's been especially difficult right now. The news is changing very fast. In-school learning has been suspended for months. Kids haven't been able to see their teachers and their friends. What are some of the most important ways to keep kids on track when the normal day-to-day isn't there anymore?
Well, again, it's about structure. I know that even during the summer now that school is out, there are parents who are still having their children do some schoolwork during the day and to put some of that structure in place and for them to continue to learn. I know that continuing their normal routine is important. And I'm thinking of a family that does family game nights every week. They did before the pandemic. They continue to try, they do that every week now, trying to give their kids enrichment experiences, but also having to be at home all the time. It's been a stressor for families and kids to be together so much. I mean, I've had kids say, I can't stand this. I have to get away from my parents. And then parents saying, oh my God. I love them so much, but so it's been tough. It's been very tough. And I think that, as I always ask kids if they had any contact with their friends, and some of them do, you know, have ways of social media, texting or video chats or whatever it might be to be able to stay in touch with their friends. It's not the same, but providing them with those social needs and enrichment needs the best that you can. Because kids, it's a part of their developmental growing and learning, is that social contact.
We've been speaking with Frances Duncan, a clinical psychotherapist, about the COVID-19 pandemic and the mental health implications for our community. Tomorrow, we'll talk about our most high-risk population, our seniors, and the pandemic's effects on them and on the people who care for them.